You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Did you know that it's a commandment that we must cast our cares on Jesus because he cares for us? The reason you are disappointed in people is because you cast your cares upon them. As a believer, you must never blame anybody for where you are in life. You must not say, oh, it is this sister that didn't help me. It is this uncle that didn't help me. I pray that Jesus will be real to you. Oh, it is this my uncle that refused to help me. This my nephew. This my cousin. And you are angry at so many people in life except yourself. What the scripture says is this: casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. There is nobody I blame for where I am in life, because I have learned long ago to cast my care upon Jesus. I do not have expectations of men. Whatever men do to me, I consider it a privilege and I'm grateful for it. I don't feel I am entitled. I don't feel that they must do it for me. I will never say, oh, somebody didn't help me. No. All the help I need in life is in Jesus. So I can never blame anybody for not helping me. He said, casting all your care upon him. You see, care is like a load. And we are being told that we must cast it on Jesus. All your cares. What you need to learn is, how can I cast my care upon him? The only way you can live a peaceful, restful life in this world is to cast your cares upon Jesus. There are people today that they are doing well, they can feed themselves, they have good job, they are approaching retirement age. Their worry is, how will they live when they are in old age? You see, they have not cast the cares of their old age to the Lord. The old age that has not come. You must know that the Lord, who can take care of you while you are 20, you are 30, 50, 60, can take care of you when you are 80. The fact that you are anxious already means that you think you are the one taking care of yourself now. He says, casting all your care upon him. If he can't carry it, he won't tell you that he cannot carry it. And you know, I find it very sweet, very relieving, that everything I need, when I need shoe, I look unto the Lord. I say, Lord, I don't have shoe. As even things like subscription for my cable, I go to the Lord. I say, Lord, the subscription had expired. It once happened before I got married and I wasn't even working. And the subscription expired. And I knelt by my bed. I said, Lord, the TV subscription has expired. I need it. I said, Lord, I want to watch a program this evening. Please supply. Believe it, before that day closed, money came. I was able to do it. He says, casting all your care. You won't blame anybody. Sometimes when I listen to believers, they blame this person, particularly wives. You blame your husband. You say you have not achieved anything. This man has been making progress, but you have just remained in one spot. Who told you to cast your care upon your husband? The Bible says, cast your care upon him. The fact that you are married does not mean you should shift your trust from Jesus to a man. Before you were married, who were you trusting in? Why did you shift that trust to a man as a believer? Why would you do that? Your trust must remain in Jesus. Before we married, I told my wife, I am not a breadwinner. I can never be a breadwinner. How can me trusting God also be a breadwinner? I said, so we will both be trusting God in this marriage. In this marriage, only God is our provider. I'm not the provider. And I'm not saying that because I want to be irresponsible. No, because I genuinely understand how I have been living before marriage is to trust the Lord, is to trust in him. Casting all your care. Is there anything you are afraid of? Cast it on Jesus. Tell him. And once you tell him, leave the matter there. You will discover that he cares for you. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, I don't have socks. And before you know it, somebody will buy socks. They will buy XX socks and bring it. I'm like, God, how sometimes I receive some gift and I will be crying. Because I wouldn't just comprehend how the Lord so care about details. I remember one day my daughter wanted to eat pizza and I didn't have money. And I cried to God. I said, Lord, she said she wants to eat pizza. I said, Lord, I just pray you give me 50,000. I'll be able to buy the pizza and have some change left. I had not finished that prayer when I had an alert on my phone. It was 50,000. I got up from bed. I went to buy pizza for my daughter. She said, Daddy, you got money? I said, the Lord provided. Brethren, cast your care upon him. Stop blaming people. Stop looking up onto people. Jesus truly cares. He cares more than the men that you see. Some of you will wish that Elon Musk is your friend. I tell you, I would rather prefer Jesus to be my friend. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.